You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the Auckland mayoral election taking place in October, incumbent Phil Gough is retiring and will not be endorsing a candidate. However, Unions Auckland have gotten behind Monaco Ward councillor Ephesel Collins. This is the first time in recent history the organisation has endorsed a candidate. I spoke to Unions Auckland spokesperson Sarah Barker. What sets Ephesel Collins aside from the other candidates?
Unions Auckland is glad that Ephesel is running for candidate. He's been seen in supporting workers. He's been at local pickets. He was a speaker on the nurses' strike, and he's also been seen to be a supporter of Ihu Mātou, Save Our Unique Landscape, which was supported by Unions Auckland. So, yeah. He's our candidate.
It's been a while since Unions Auckland has endorsed a mayoral candidate. Is there any special reason why you chose Ephesel?
Well, yeah, because he's shown up for working people in Auckland. Despite the fact that he doesn't quite have a manifesto yet, there's a sense that he might give some hope for people who may well have been alienated and disempowered from participation in council, that there's a sense that community will come before, you know, perhaps the needs of property speculators and big business. So, yeah, we're looking at sort of a worker-friendly mayor who will be inclusive of all communities.
And what would an Auckland look like if it was led by Ephesel?
Again, hopefully a more inclusive sort of community where workers will feel like, and small communities, less wealthy communities, will, I think, feel that they have a say and that they will be able to participate in the governance, more confidence, and hopefully voter turnout, actually.
Similar to Chloe Swarbrick's 2020 campaign, do you think if Ephesel is a candidate, Aucklanders can get behind?
Well, we hope so, yeah. Again, that he's a candidate that ordinary working people, that's a terrible thing, isn't it? Working people that might have felt, and communities that are less wealthy in the past have felt that they don't really have a part or able to participate or are disempowered from how council works and having a say in policies. And that, I think, is what we're hoping that Ephesel will bring to the mayoral campaign, is that people will feel that they are able to participate.
Mm. And is it time that Auckland elected Pacifica mayor?
Absolutely. I mean, Auckland, we're the world's biggest Pacifica city, so of course it's time.
And how does Unions Auckland feel about the other mayoral candidates, particularly Leo Malloy?
Oh, to be honest, Sam, I don't think that we've even had that discussion. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess we have, because we wouldn't normally, or, we, you know, this is the first time that we've actually endorsed a mayor, although we did a few years ago endorse candidates that would support living wage and saving the ports of Auckland. We haven't really discussed the other candidates.
Mm. No, that makes sense.
But it would be unlikely that Unions Auckland would support, yeah, those candidates.
How would you describe Gough's time as mayor?
How would we describe Phil Gough?
Yeah.
Well, he's shown up to BFM. He'll get some points for that. But I think he is, in terms of, again, Ephesel's presence in union campaigns, like actually showing up at a strike, actually showing up at pickets, I guess from the union perspective, he's visible. So than Phil Gough.
Yeah. And last question, what are some other changes to the city that Unions Auckland would like?
Oh, Unions Auckland would love to see something done around the crazy housing situation and the ridiculous just snowballing of housing prices and homelessness. We really need to do something about the housing affordability crisis, because that's exactly what it is.
And do you think that's something that that the local government needs to properly address?
Don't know, it's a tricky one, but why not? Why can't they?
Yeah. Do you think...
We used to have council-provided housing. We used to have, income-related rents. We used to have, state housing. Now we've just got out-of-control property speculation.
Yeah, so do you think property developers aren't going to fix the problem we have at the moment?
Oh, gosh, no. No, there's going to have to be policies and rules and a whole lot of adjustments if we're to get some sanity around affordable housing.
That was Union's Auckland spokesperson Sarah Barker on the upcoming Auckland mayoral election and their officially endorsed candidate, Efesor Collins.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.